is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line here. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. So, of course, you can bring up anything you want. That's the point of this program, though. We have been talking, for those of you just tuning in, about a very interesting project that is tied in to some extent with the Seasteading Institute. It is a private company called Blue Seed, and their intentions, apparently they're backed up by billionaire Peter Thiel, formerly of PayPal, and from what I understand, a pretty liberty-oriented guy. They're backed by him and a number of other investors. The concept is to build floating barges, platforms, ships, something like that, some sort of a floating city.
It's like a flat cruise ship is what the concept looks like.
Right, a floating city where they would essentially have entrepreneurs from all around the world living and doing their entrepreneurial thing. And doing it out from under the thumb and the reach, hopefully, of the various different world criminal gangs that we know as, we call them governments. So the idea is to get away from that, and the concept is to have this barge or whatever it is going to be out, and it's going to be large, from what I understand, a very large platform of some sort, going to be
couldn't
out.
Be a city without being large.
Going to be out a half an hour away from California, the Silicon Valley.
Yep.
Be located very nearby Silicon Valley.
An hour away.
I thought you said it was a half an hour, but either way, he's probably looking at a lot of people have longer commutes to get into Silicon Valley than this amount of time.
Well, you consider, if it's an hour on a boat, consider how much more quick it would be on a helicopter or something like that. A lot of these people could probably afford helicopters, and if you had a situation where people were, more wealthy, then you would have the helicopters going more often, then you've got a business transporting people back and forth, and the go in 10 minutes.
Will that be low income housing like this?
Why would they do that?
Why?
What would be the benefit? For the people that, swab the bilge, that kind of thing, I guess they would have to have some people that, the plumbers, the maintenance guys, things like that.
Yeah. I mean, they had to have construction people on the Death Star, right?
Yep, they did. I don't know what kind of uniforms they wore, but they must have had some.
I bet they were black. I just wonder if this is freedom is only for the rich. Is that how this is going to go?
Do you think $1,600 a month is rich for an apartment? I mean, two people, $800 a month.
Depends on the apartment.
Utilities.
For
it
sure.
Does. It certainly does. I'm going to assume that it's larger than the berth on a cruise ship. But I'm going to also assume that you're talking about apartments the size of, say, Manhattan apartments, as opposed to, because I'm thinking that space is at a premium here. So,
well, sure.
But a friend of mine lived in a 300 square foot apartment in Manhattan, relatively happily.
And what did he pay for it?
He's at $1,400 a month.
Yeah, dearly.
And
right.
That was years ago.
And he had to deal with all the New York City regulations and government and the oppressive state of New York.
And you essentially are living on a ship. So you don't get to go on your road trip across the state or across the country. You're stuck with the people you're stuck with.
I don't know that you're... I mean, it would depend on why you would want to go on the road trip. I would need to know the scenario. But you don't need to have a car, so you don't have that expense. You're on the ship. There's going to be whatever transportation there is on the ship, if there's any at all. And so if you need to get a car, you take whatever transportation there is to shore, whether it's boat or helicopter. You rent a car from Enterprise. And then you go wherever it is that you need to go. I don't know that you're entirely trapped. Now, we're talking about a speculative situation where people renounce their U.S. citizenship. If you make more than $80,000 a year abroad, the IRS believes that because they own you as a citizen, and that's what citizen means, it means that the government owns you. It doesn't mean that you have rights or anything like that. It's just a fancy term for serf. And if you as a serf abroad make more than $80,000 in a year, the IRS wants that money, so a lot of people are going to be incentivized in this place to renounce their citizenship. Mm-hmm. Maybe the United States government will say, oh, well, if you renounce your citizenship, you're not even allowed to visit anymore.
Or, surprise me.
Better yet, the U.S. makes a move on international waters to take that. That's what I've been wondering about this whole time.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So you move your boat, okay, so you move your boat, what is it, 8 miles out from the
shore? Well, it starts at 3 is what the state has, and then it goes to 100 for fishing. The U.S. government claims like 12 for like drug runners to be able to pull over boats and check for drug runners and things like that.
I thought 13 was the magic number.
And so you can go out 13 and...
gamble. It's like duty-free.
I think you could just be out 3 for gambling, because the United States government doesn't outlaw gambling, just the state governments do.
Hmm.
So, you could try moving the boat in and out. There's no doubt about that. At some point or another, some government's going to have a problem with what you do, and if that government is the United States government, then you're going to have to enter into a situation of negotiations. Now, consider for a second that although the United States government is going to want to shut you down, they may or may not be able to. They want to do a lot of things. They haven't been successful. They want to control the internet, and they can't do it because the U.S. citizens wouldn't allow PIPA and SIPA or whatever to pass. How do places like Andorra, Liechtenstein, and little countries like Belgium exist in Europe when other European powers could sweep them off the map in a moment?
Right.
Well, they exist because the international community wouldn't like the United States going after, say, a boat that claims to have some level of freedom out in international waters. Hopefully. I mean, in the age of the internet, can you hold the government accountable enough? What I suspect you would probably see, my biggest concern would be that they would say, well, you've got U.S. citizens aboard that boat, and we want them back because they owe us money for taxes, and they would send in some kind of SWAT team or something like that. I don't know what would happen. Likely, there'd be some kind of terrible international incident, because if you get enough libertarians around, they're going to want guns, and if they have guns, then they're going to try to fight back, and yuck.
It's not going to end well. Yeah,
it's fascinating. I mean, who knows how this is going to end up playing out. Generally, the government doesn't like messing with people with power and influence, right? So you're talking about a company that is being started by Peter Thiel, formerly of PayPal. The guy's got a fair amount of money, and I imagine the other investors also do.
That is an insignificant amount of power and influence compared to the United States government.
True, but, I mean, look at the way governments operate. I mean, they tend to leave the powerful and the moneyed alone. I mean, now and then they'll go after somebody to make an example out of them, but generally they tend to focus on poor people, people that can't afford lawyers, people that
can't fight back,
right. People that are easily victimized.
I have a hard time picturing a boat like the one I'm looking at fighting back against an onslaught of a force from the U.S. government.
Okay.
I really do. I think it's impossible.
If it comes down to force, it's over.
Sure.
But if
we drop a bomb on the whole thing, and then that's that.
If these people are, keep a bevy of lawyers on staff in order to keep the government away, slapping them with all their, governmental paperwork, then they'll probably have some kind of success.
Mark is with us listening in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Mark, what's on your mind?
It seems with this whole Blue seed, is it?
Blue seed, yeah.
It just seems like you're swapping, like you're talking about going out and renouncing your U.S. citizenship. You're just swapping, one evil power for another,
One evil what for another?
An evil power. Power.
Who would be the evil power in this situation?
Well, whoever's running, this march,
Why would they be evil?
Well, you don't know that. I mean, you never know, and you're stuck there. You're out in the ocean, you're stuck there.
Well, you'd only be stuck there if you didn't have a way off, in which case probably it would be boats and helicopters.
So I agree and I disagree. Now, let me, I agree that you're absolutely exchanging one monopolistic power for another monopolistic power. Monopolies tend to be corrupted. Please, if we could hold them through, I'd like to discuss this.
Hang on, Mark. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. I mean, if you think the guys that are going to run the barge are evil, then you probably shouldn't go there. Maybe you would want to look into that.
I think anybody who's put in a monopolistic situation has a tendency towards evil.
But they're not a monopoly. You've chosen to
We'll talk about that.
More on the way here. 855-450-FREE. You're under a contract, I would think. Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 16th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1540.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1579.27, $789.63 for a half ounce, or $394.82 for a quarter ounce. That's $1579.27, $789.63, and $394.82.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here is 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can also get our show notes, stuff that we used on the air. We post that as well for you over at bbs.freetalklive.com. Like everything on our website, it's free. bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you are an outdoors enthusiast, whether it's camping, hunting, or shooting, manventureoutpost.com has everything you need. They've got, I'm just looking at their list of departments here, air guns, archery, ammunition, camping and hiking, clothing and apparel, firearms, accessories, flashlights and lighting, hunting, holsters, knives and cutlery, law enforcement, marine and boating, optics, outdoors, reloading, shooting, tents, water purification, battery chargers, RC kits, everything that the outdoors enthusiast might need. And the name brands at the best rates you're going to be able to find on the internet, all collected in one place. It's Bitcoin, excuse me, manventureoutpost.com. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com.
All right, 855-450-FREE. We're going to take a quick break from this discussion here in a moment. We've got to talk to Derek J. because he's on the line from jail. We'll get back to Mark. I know we were in the middle of a discussion, but Derek's on the line from jail, and it's kind of expensive to talk to someone who's in jail. So, Derek, welcome back. Of course, you are a former co-host of this radio program, having sat in on Tuesday nights with us for a long time in jail. Because you didn't harm anybody in jail because you tried to live free, and the people calling themselves the state certainly don't like it when that happens. No time to really get into all the details. People can go to freekeen.com, also your website, liveforyourdance.com, or victimlesscrimespree.com and find out more about you and what's going on. But you wanted to update our listeners on what was happening.
Yeah, that's right. And I also just wanted to promote the Shire Society because I had a pretty eventful day. I had court today. I was not terribly prepared, though I brought some motions with me to suspend or reduce or convert some fines that I was expecting to be forced to pay. And I was pretty nervous because if these fines were imposed, that would mean I would have to spend 25 days in segregation, which is, like, really awful. It's 23 hours of by yourself, and you only get 1 hour out. 25 days of that could be considered torture by some measures. So I was really nervous going into it, but I was supported by a bunch of activists who came on just a day's notice. So that's how cool it is to be a part of the Shire Society. I just wanted to promote that and let folks know how great it can be to be surrounded by other like-minded individuals. And it turns out the boost of confidence worked, and I had those 25 days knocked off and converted into community service. So
that means you're only going to be in the cage for 50 days with good behavior.
That's right.
Behave yourself, and, Derek. You naughty, naughty boy.
Well, no, I've been doing well so far, and, you know, I know the limits and everything, so I expect that everything's going to go well, and I should be out by June 25th now. I have a date, so I'm excited. It should be the end of Pork Fest, another great event, which
just
many
Shire
No, he'll just be missing
members.
Oh.
Last day of Pork Fest is the 24th, so unfortunately you'll be getting out the day after. But that might be something for people who are attending Pork Fest, who are planning on sticking around New Hampshire, because a lot of times when people come up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, they like to, after Pork Fest or beforehand, they like to kind of explore the rest of New Hampshire. So I know a number of folks, for instance, that Sunday of the ending Sunday of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a number of them will come down to Keene to come to Social Sundays and, you know, kind of experience what Keene is like. And so maybe that would be a good excuse for people to stay the night on Sunday night, and then we could have a big Derek J. welcome back bash or something like that.
Yay.
The following day.
Oh, it would be so much fun to visit with all the folks who are visiting from Porkfest. I definitely recommend anyone who's liberty-minded, you have to check out Keene. It's unlike any other place I've ever visited, certainly, and I recommend it for all liberty lovers.
Well, good to hear the good news. Derek, anything else you want to share tonight?
Oh, that's all. I'm just happy to be supported by the Shire Society and the listeners of this show. So thank you for having me on.
All right, man. And by the way, people can go to victimlesscrimespree.com. If you look on the right-hand side of the page, there's a link there to help Derek J. fund his next activist project, which is his Freeman in Exile tour, where he will be self-imposing in exile. He'll be leaving the Shire. He'll be touring around the country and visiting all manner of different places where activism is happening, wants to find the most exciting activism that's happening in the rest of the country and report on it, and you're going to get back into doing Free Agents Radio News, which I thought was such a great project, and I'm excited to have that back, and of course you'll be doing video updates as well. But it's not going to be cheap. You've got to, you know, be able to pay for the trip, so you are raising funds for that right now, and there's a link there at victimlesscrimespree.com. And Derek, thanks for the call tonight, man.
Thank you.
Be safe in there, and of course you will, because it's a pretty good group of guys, from what I understand. You've been getting along with the inmates?
Oh, yes. It's a wonderful group of also people who are in here for victimless crimes. A huge supermajority are here for victimless crimes. So it's interesting getting their stories, too.
And I've heard you're going to be writing some of those stories up and sending them out as blog posts for freeking.com and your other sites.
Fantastic.
Precisely, yes, and I just sent some in the mail today, so you should be getting those soon.
Well, much love to you, Derek, and please love to Josh and Bo as well.
Unfortunately,
certainly,
they're not
yes,
in the same cell block.
Changed activists here. Yes, and Bo is in this cell block now. So.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, you guys are together.
Okay. Well, love to Bo. Neener, neener.
Okay.
And y'all can write Derek J, by the way, by going, and Bo. You can write them both by going to mailtojail.com. That's mailtojail.com. And thanks, Derek. Have a good night.
Thanks again. Yep. Have a great night.
855-450-FREE. We bring back Mark, who's been waiting patiently. We were in the middle of a conversation about the idea of blueseed.co. It's a ship or barge or some sort of platform that's going to be constructed, hopefully in the near future, to allow entrepreneurs to come out and work without the heavy hand of governments hanging over them. But yet, Mark, you say...
There will be government out there. I mean, they're going to be governed in some way, shape, or form. And what Mark's concern was... Go ahead, Mark.
Well, the thing about it is, I mean, everyone's going to have their own agenda, you know. I mean, so whoever is creating this and doing this, and they're enticing, you know, these entrepreneurs out to their, I mean, what is their agenda behind this, you know? I mean, that's...
Well, I mean, you can look for, you can be paranoid if you want to, but it sounds to me like the agenda is to bring people together in the same place.
You're baiting him, Ian. Okay, Mark.
He sounds
paranoid. Okay, Mark, so we know that... Yeah, I agree with you. There's absolutely somebody's going to have monopoly control. Somebody or somebodies are going to have monopoly control over this barge, and that's a government. I gotcha, and I agree with you.
Right.
And monopolies tend to result in bad things. However, what we don't have on the planet is a monopoly of governments. What we do have is governments that up to heretofore have been closing their borders. That they've been getting, it's been more and more difficult to travel from one geographic location to another outside of a country. And this place purports to allow visa-free, passport-free travel from anybody. It's a boat. It's not a country. And so people can travel in, and then they can rent there. And if they don't like the experience, they can go to the next boat that brings out in competition. And when you have competition, you have superior customer service.
Right.
And I'd love to have superior customer service in the area of governance.
And you can watch and see what happens. I mean, you don't have to be the first person that goes out on one of these boats. You don't have to be the initial adopter. You can...
$1,600 a month is...
We'll bring you back here in a moment, Mark. Hang on. 855-450-FREE. You can observe and then decide. Free Talk Live.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no foul odor, and can be smoked almost anywhere. PowerVapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 5 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 7 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a two-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want, toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone, and those of you who have that smartphone, you would like quick access to our live streams, broadband, midband, narrowband. We've got different size streams for different internet connection bit rates. You can go to m.freetalklive.com, msnmobile.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our site, it's free.
Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, you don't have to sign a contract. You don't have terms of service that you've got to click on. You can download the free software and be using it in just a few minutes. You can send and receive money anywhere in the world. You don't need permission from any bank or government. There are no fees as a result. You can learn how by visiting weusecoins.org. And with BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. You can buy your Bitcoins with cash. Visit BitInstant.com.
We continue here. Mark is listening in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Wanted to make sure to bring him back to give him a chance to air his concerns over this Blue Seed project, the idea of having essentially a floating platform, barge, ship of some sort that would be an attraction for entrepreneurs from around the world to come and do their business without the heavy hand of the criminal gangs known as governments that are typically overriding their activities without having that around. But Mark, you are pretty worried about what could go on this the ship. You're worried that that's just going to be trading one evil ruler for another, and it sounds a little bit paranoid to me, but I wanted to make sure you could make your case, so go ahead.
Well, I mean, the whole thing about this is it just brings up a whole lot of thoughts on my part about just that you don't have to, you know, renounce being a U.S. citizen. There's a lot of things you can do in this country right now to be a free person, you know, and take control over things like what you eat, growing your own food,
yep,
hunting and fishing, this Blue Seed project is out of reach for most people, you know, and I'm not a wealthy person. And
do you think $1,600 a month is out of reach for people? That sounds like utilities included.
well, me and my dad, we have a business together. Mm-hmm. He's a contractor here, you know, and it's really hard times right now, you know.
Yeah, sure.
So it's definitely out of reach for somebody if you're paying.
It is out of reach for a lot of people.
But then again, this isn't a project that's intended to target the average person. This is a project that's targeting entrepreneurs. It's targeting people who can afford these sorts of things. And then maybe down the line, you can see more of these ships being constructed, and then maybe the cost can come down, perhaps, in that case.
But, I mean, it's a very interesting project that's going on, you know. I've been listening.
Keep an eye on it. See what happens.
It's very interesting, but...
Well, we'll certainly...
I just like to throw out there, you know, that right now, someone who doesn't make a lot of money, less than $1,600 a month, that there is things you can do right now to secure your freedom. You know?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And like joining the Free State Project and moving together with other like-minded people and getting active. And thank you, Mark, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, I mean, if you're concerned about the Blue Seed Project, then keep an eye on it and see what happens. See if the people who are running the ship turn into brutal overlords whipping their entrepreneurial slaves.
It won't work because they can leave very quickly. Because there are no visas and passports involved in getting there, there won't be any visas or passports involved in getting out. So all you have to do is
go if there's no helicopters and boats on the ship, then you're going to have to swim. Mm,
it's true. I mean, they would have to. Yeah, I just don't see how it's going to work.
I tend to think that these, you know, again, if they want to be successful, they're going to have to deliver what they're promising to people. And if they're promising a very low regulation place in which to do business, that's what they're going to have to deliver, or else people are going to not go there.
This doesn't sound like a gigantic moneymaker from the onset to me. So that means that somebody who's getting involved in setting this up is doing it from an ideological standpoint.
Sounds like it.
They know that, in order to be profitable, they're going to allow innovation and entrepreneurship. These are the things that make stuff happen, and these are the things that governments stifle at every turn. So in order to outcompete what essentially are these competing governmental agencies, because make no mistake, whoever's running this boat is the president of that piece of land, or what that piece of new land, or whatever it is. And, you know, in order to compete, because they've, set low barriers to entry, i.e. no visas, no passports, then they're going to have to offer things that other places don't offer. Hopefully those, and people want freedoms. So they're going to have to offer freedoms.
We continue here. You can bring up what you want. Ed is in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark. Hello, Ed.
How are the Free Staters tonight?
All is well, Ed. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I just want to mention to y'all that an Obama-appointed judge rules its indefinite detention provisions likely violate First and Fifth Amendments.
What's this now?
This is the NDAA?
Yeah.
And the NDAA was the act that made it legal to kill Americans? Which one was that?
Yeah, sort of. Well, indefinite detention. It said, let's say this victory, because none of the plaintiffs has yet been indefinitely detained, they lack standing. This is the Department of Justice view. Even if they have standing, the lack of an imminent enforcement against them renders injunctive relief unnecessary. And the NDAA creates no detention powers beyond what the 2001 AUMF already provides. What is it, the authorization something of military force? Anyway, this judge ruled against it, so she said, she thought it violated First and Fifth Amendments. So.
I don't see how it couldn't. Thank goodness.
Right. So wait, does that mean it's been overturned?
It's what they call it, an enjoinder or something. You know, y'all can look it up. Something about she prohibited some of it, but it was what
it's on
it was,
shaky
was,
legs.
Christopher Hedges and Noam Chomsky and Dan Ellsberg. It said plowed. They were the plaintiffs, and it was a victory for them.
That's those are a great bunch of names as far as people advocating for social freedoms.
Right.
Ed, thanks for bringing us that news tonight. What else did you want to share? Anything?
That's about it for tonight.
Very good, sir. Appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, Mark, is there anything else we need to know about this Blue Seed project?
I think we've got all the information that's to be had. I think that there's a lot more coming, hopefully. Mm-hmm. I hope a lot more comes, because it's ideas like this that are going to set us free. when we started out doing Free Talk Live in 2002, I remember having it being difficult to find the news stories to talk about and things like that. Now I see so many new projects coming on board for people who are interested in the ideas of freedom. I don't know if it's Free Talk Live, the Ron Paul phenomenon, or, you know, people just coming awake to the ideas of freedom, but I think that we're going to see a lot more freedom in our lifetimes. I don't think you're going to see in the next 10 years the anarchy boat, because I think that you're going, because these boats are going to have
to compete. Sounds like fun to me.
Yeah, that does to you. these boats are going to have to compete in the real world, where governments will blow them out of the water if they do stupid things. So they'll find their equilibrium and what makes the most sense that they can do. I'm very concerned with banking going on the open seas and how they would do those things and get away with it, because the United States government has been scaring the bejesus out of international banks around the world to the point that they won't even take accounts from the American citizens anymore. Just won't take accounts from American citizens. So how will they deal with people that want to do banking on the open seas?
Your thoughts are welcome at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. In other news, there are some others. I don't know if, Nemi, you've got this ready to roll, but you had a piece tonight about a four-year-old, the police coming after a four-year-old because of overdue library books.
A library in a Pittsburgh suburb went after a four-year-old girl whose books were due back in October. She owed the library about $81 in fines. When she didn't pay up, the library called the cops and asked police to make a courtesy call to the child's home.
We'll see how courteous they were here in a moment. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, of course, bring up anything you want, even in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are imminent. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a four-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had four wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We called in the all-star team from CentOS, and they changed our ground game completely.
CentOS? They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their towel and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with CentOS from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to CentOS, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the Cintas team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
FreeTalkLive.com. We give you the features free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by going to promote.freetalklive.com. Promote.freetalklive.com. That is where you can access details on how to get a free bumper sticker. You can also download flyers. You can print out, post around town, put up, you know, college bulletin boards and your local coffee shops or wherever it is you put flyers at, and other tools like web graphics and banners for your website, blog, etc. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. And by the way, the toll-free numbers here, 855-450-FREE. Those are brought to you by SACL CAI.
Jason Osborne of SACL CAI wants to remind you to share once a week your favorite episode of Free Talk Live with your friends on Facebook. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable for other businesses. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, so maybe we'll get to the library book story here in a moment. We've got some folks that want to comment. Let's go first to Martin listening in North Dakota. Martin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just kind of wanted to see if you guys were aware that this June on the North Dakota ballot, they're actually voting whether or not to abolish property taxes.
Whoa.
And neat.
Yeah, right?
Right.
I've been having some good discussions with some people about it, and I'm a little bit, ambivalent on it at first because I mean, abolishing property taxes, that's great. The big thing that I hear people talk about is the roads. How are we going to pay for the roads? And I try to explain to people that the roads should be private in the first place. But
I imagine North Dakota has a gas tax, which probably pays for the roads.
The other thing is the state is right now the property taxes they're levied at a local township level. They're the state obviously assesses the value of the property and it all. Tell them the max and the minimum they can charge for property taxes for the mills.
Mm-hmm.
But it is levied at a local township level at the moment. And the as I said, I kind of have a little bit of issue with it because the state's telling the locality what they can do. But then again, the state's saying, hey, you guys can't steal from these people.
Well, is this like a ballot measure that the people have signed petitions to get on the ballot, or is this a legislative thing that they put on the ballot?
The legislature's been talking about it quite a bit, but it is it's called Measure 2. It's a ballot measure.
Okay. That's awesome. I mean, I can't see...
Yeah,
I'd be shocked if it fails. I mean, what kind of fools would vote to keep property taxes?
I'm not even sure that's the state that's telling the localities what to do. I think that that's the people of the state of North Dakota telling the localities what to do, and I don't have a problem philosophically with that.
Is there a North Dakota...
Passes, I mean, what it is that the state legislature would have to decide how to fund the township for those necessary public services or something. And
is there a state income tax?
I'm sorry?
Is there an income tax in North Dakota?
There is, yes, there is a state income tax.
There is, okay. I'd rather have an income tax than a property tax, as far as I'm concerned, because if I don't pay income tax, they probably can just put me in a jail cell. It's less likely that they can take my house from me, it would seem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's,
be easier to dodge it.
Talking to a lot about, and you'd be very surprised. There's actually a lot of the farmers out here and are against it. And one of the big things I heard is, well, like for instance, the township, we had a ton of flooding this last year, and had to put a lot of money into the roads, so they actually had to raise the property taxes at the local level. But one of the big things I hear, like one of the townships out here contains a whopping 3 people. And the biggest thing I hear is, well, if the state wasn't there, if the township wasn't paying for their roads or the county wasn't paying for their roads, how would they get access to their property? So that's my biggest thing that I'm having to talk to people about is the privatization of roads. But
if you want to live far away from people, it should be your responsibility to pay for the costs involved in living far away from people, including getting from point A to point B.
You chose where to live, exactly. I've mentioned, I think I've sent quite a few people to meet Ethan Adams.
Urban livers should not be subsidizing people in the country, and people in the country shouldn't have to subsidize people in urban areas.
Also, four-wheel drive vehicles are a heck of a lot cheaper than building,
roads.
Fancy roads to nowhere.
Hey, Martin, thanks for the call. Let us know what happens with that, will you, later on this year?
Well, definitely, yes, sir.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Chris, listening in Denver. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind, Chris?
Interesting with the property tax debate here in Denver. They had one of our local suburbs that actually, I kid you not, proposed a plan that if you went, back and behind in your property taxes, that they were going to shut your water off.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't believe that when I heard that. But also, property taxes are really important, though, especially for local school districts. That's kind of one of the reasons why you see such budget constraints in California, of course, among other things. But that Prop 18 they have over there that caps the property taxes, the school districts, burden the state government, unfaringly, for their local school districts.
Absolutely. And just to make sure that we're clear here, is these school districts are, these are monopolies. You have to pay for them. Even if you don't send your kid to them, mm-hmm. you don't want
you
to send
don't
your
have
kid
kids.
To them. I don't send my kid to them, but I'm paying to educate other people's kids
right.
at the expense of my kid.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a whole different discussion. But the reason why I was kind of calling in, it's my first time tuning in. I kind of like what I'm hearing. I've kind of been, ideologically, I'm pretty progressive, I guess you could say, but I've kind of been, warming up to neoliberalism and maybe even, libertarianism. But there are two things I wanted to, get your guys' take on.
Sure.
I like libertarianism in forms of, civil liberties, the TSA, things of that nature. But I think, social safety nets, for example, is when, Paul Ryan came out with, even Ron Paul kind of, I guess, sort of endorsed the budget, Paul Ryan's budget. But essentially it said that they were going to turn, Medicare into a voucher system where, they were going to give grandma, a $6,000 check and say, go to United Healthcare and find some healthcare coverage for $6,000 a year. I don't know. I just, that kind of turns me out to libertarian philosophy.
Okay, so first off, are you aware that people who are getting Medicare at this point are put in a quarter for every dollar they're getting out?
Yes.
Okay, so in what world is that fair?
That would be insurance, right? You're spreading
what
out.
What insurance policy do you pay a quarter to get a dollar's worth of coverage?
What kind of insurance, just overall?
No. Insurance companies, you do not put in a quarter in order to get a dollar worth of coverage out of insurance companies. Otherwise, insurance companies wouldn't be in business. Medicare is a poorly arranged situation. It is promised too much for too little. And it's sad, but now people consider it an entitlement. It's an entitlement program. You know, you said we were going to have free medical care. All we had to do was make it to 65. Well, you know, I'm sorry. That's what the government does. It lies.
Right.
Well, hold on a second. I'd like to point something out here, Chris. And by the way, you said you had two things to talk about. We're getting close toward the end of this program. I'd like to invite you to call back tomorrow at the beginning of the show. We can more get in more details on some of these issues. But I think that the idea of having a social safety net is a fine idea.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm somebody who contributes to the local food kitchen here in Keene, New Hampshire. I contribute to the homeless shelter as well. And I think it's because it's important to have these things. But these are private organizations that are providing these services for people that are in need.
Well, ones that don't promise crap they can't deliver.
Well, they're private organizations, and they're not run by the government, and I don't want to, the thing is, I don't want to be forced to pay for things with which I disagree. And if I don't like the way a certain charity is being run, let's say, I don't like the fact that the Salvation Army is a religious organization. Maybe I don't like that about them. Well, I don't have to give them money. I can give money to the local homeless shelter instead, and then, I'm not supporting a religious organization, but I'm still helping take care of people. I like the idea of being able to choose where to send my charitable dollar, whereas what the government does is it says, well, if you don't like it, too bad. We're going to take your money, and if you don't like that fact, then we're going to put you in a cage. And I don't think that any kind of safety net should be funded by threatening to put people in cages, because that doesn't sound very safe, and it doesn't sound very caring.
Right. Would you guys agree with me that, Medicare can be solvent, though, if only
no.
you lifted the cap on
nope.
millionaires and billionaires?
No.
Well, as long as you advocate stealing from people, then you could probably fund anything. When you're talking about millionaires and billionaires, you're talking about a minority of people who it's easy to go after their money. But
until they leave.
Once it gets difficult to...
Oh, he dropped.
He dropped. And once it gets too expensive to live in the United States, they're going to the they're going to the Channel Islands. They're going to Singapore.
Then what are you
going to
do?
They're going to leave. And then who are you going to steal from?
Right. Just stop the stealing and let's help people without the violence. Let's help people voluntarily, consensually. Talk more about it tomorrow night if you want. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.